Sounds wild. Hi, I'm Riley Woodford for the Alaska Department of Fish and Game.
When a pregnant bear crawls into her den for winter hibernation, she's a biological paradox. Her metabolism is shifting way down into a dormant state, yet within her she has between 1 and 4 rapidly developing embryos. It takes a lot of energy to be pregnant, and yet she won't eat any food for months to come. All the resources required to be pregnant, give birth, and lactate in the den over the winter must come from her stored fat and protein reserves.
A bear cub is born midwinter and weighs less than a pound. That's far smaller than a human baby, and the mother bear is much bigger than a human mother. A human baby is about 7% of the mom's weight. The newborn bear cub is just a fraction of 1% of the mother bear's weight.
It's almost an external pregnancy. The blind, hairless cub is born and then crawls up the mother and begins nursing. It will nurse in the den and grow for months as the mother bear hibernates. And the size of the cub in the spring when it comes out of the den is closer to what you'd expect to see at birth.
The reason is bear milk, which is high in fat. The hibernating mother bear is living off her stored fat, and it's much more efficient for her to put that fat into her milk than to convert it to sugars and proteins that must be transported through her blood to the placenta, then through the placental barrier to the fetus. It's better for the bear to have her cub early and nurse it than to carry it inside longer. For Sounds Wild, I'm Riley Woodford.
And I'm Jane Rudenberg. Sounds Wild is brought to you by the Alaska Department of Fish and Game.